Back to Rosie on the House and our day with a plumber, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Stay cooled out, and we're going to get out of this thing.
Calm down. I just took a shower with a cockroach from hell. He's in there doing his hair right now.
What if it was Jinxie who got flushed into a toilet?
Mr. Jinx has had extensive aquatic training.
Well, maybe your cat doesn't know how to use the toilet, but Mr. Fokker's always did, didn't he?
Oh, I was wondering if you'd catch where that was from.
Oh, no, I remember that.
That's a big movie buff, but that was similar to what we would put our brother-in-laws through.
It is. That's the reason I remember that movie when De Niro takes the future son-in-law downstairs and connects him to a lie detector machine.
You got goosebumps from that scene, I know.
Oh, why didn't I ever think of that?
Poor Carol.
Welcome to Rosie on the House, y'all. And it is A Day with a Plumber, which is always one of our more popular shows of the year, because plumbing is one of those things that you use multiple times every single day. Plumbers are expensive, but they don't charge enough. I'll get more into that a little bit later. And you think, well, I can do this by myself. It's just a nut. It's a bolt. It's a couple pieces of pipe. I can do this myself. Well, all right. Those of you who have been listening to the show over the years know that plumbing isn't one of my expertises. So when we're given a plumbing question, I usually divert it or redirect it to one of our certified plumbing experts throughout the state of Arizona. And we have one of those experts right here in studio this morning, Mr. Chris Stanfield of Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. We're going to get to him in just a minute and start talking plumbing. But before we do, I have a great advisory I want to give all the Arizona homeowners. The Arizona Register of Contractors has been regularly running sting operations. And these are so exciting because they keep asking us to help them set up. So I kind of feel like James Bond, this is my, the next time I go down to the registrar's, I'm going to ask him for a get smart talking shoe. All these secret agent things. And, they bagged a guy that they've been trying to bag for a couple months now, and he has somehow or some way sniffed out that it was a bait house before the appointment, and he has escaped, avoided capture up until this week. And we help get the job done right here at Rosie on the House. I'm not going to tell you how we help get it done, because we're going to continue doing the same thing, catching guys that shouldn't be out there taking advantage of people. But this was a bad guy. This is a guy that actually has 3 or 4 court cases in 3 or 4 different cities, all with restitution being offered. That he's got to make payback, and he's operating without a license, and he's taking deposit monies and never showing up and completing the work. So, again, congratulations to the Register of Contractors for getting it done. I'm just tickled to death that y'all like to use Rosie on the House and help set the trap. It's a lot of fun. Now, let's get to the topic at hand. It's plumbing. Our number, toll-free, wherever. That's the one thing about plumbing, is it's pretty much consistent wherever you are in the state of Arizona. You get up on top of the rim, and you've got some freeze valves and some deep water shut-off angle stops and hose bibs and things like that. But other than that, plumbing is plumbing. It all goes downhill. You want fresh water supplied under a little bit of pressure to your house. And then once you're done using the water, you want it to flow away from your house in a very orderly, systematic, and clean way. Chris Stanfield, thank you so much for joining us here today, carving time out of your family weekend time.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Rosie.
Appreciate it, my man. Hey, let's talk about plumbing a bit. You know, I put together some facts for Memorial Day weekend that we never got to cover. And it was the statistics of the American population in the 40s as compared to today. You know, in the 40s, only 48% of American homes had indoor plumbing.
Yeah, back then they had backyard plumbing.
Yes, they did.
Is that like a hole in the ground? Is that really the polite way of saying it?
Yeah, if you're that's the minimum you need it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's incredible that just in 50 years, I was talking to a global strategist, and he said, Rosie, think about the Industrial Revolution in America. He said China and India are going through that right now. More people will get indoor plumbing and appliances in the next 20 years than have ever gotten it at one time. As I understand it, globally, 80% of the population still lives without indoor plumbing.
Yeah, in fact, plumbers save more lives than doctors every year because of the sanitation issues.
That is a great point. That is an excellent point. So you want Dr. Chris here today to take care of your plumbing issues and concerns. Tell us, what qualifies you as a plumbing expert here at Rosie on the House?
Well, Rosie, I've been doing it for about 25 years, and it's probably, 24 years too long, but I'm still doing it. I love the company, and I've always loved figuring out the puzzle of plumbing.
And it is a puzzle. It can be a big puzzle.
Yes.
Let's talk about supplying the fresh, clean water to the house first.
Okay. Now, well, around here, normally you get your water from a municipality, so it comes out at the meter out in the front yard. That's where it starts.
Yeah. And the city's going to run that in a loop situation so that nobody at the end of the line is suffering from low pressure. All the water systems eventually get looped in together. So we should expect what kind of pressure being delivered from the city?
Oh, anywhere, say, a minimum would probably say about 40. Most people get above 60, though.
Yeah. And you want it where?
The code says it has to be below 80. Okay. To help protect your plumbing pipes and appliances in the house.
And a lot of plumbing appliance manufacturers actually recommend something in about the range of 60, 65, I believe, don't
they?
Yeah,
that would be fine. I mean, you get a great shower at 65.
They don't like seeing a lot of pressure.
No.
It prematurely ages the equipment, the gaskets, the valves.
Yeah, and then it causes failure after time.
Yeah. So that's for everybody that's on a city supply system. It comes down the street. It goes through a manifold system, tees off to your house. And that for years was running a galvanized line. We usually ran that in 3/4. If it was a big house, we were going to put it in 1 inch or maybe 1.25 inches. Galvanized had a life expectancy in Arizona soil and Arizona hard water of about 15 to 20 years?
Well, maybe longer. We still find them out there.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'd have thought they'd all been shot by now.
Well, they are kind of shot, but they are at least getting by, and people are still getting water with them.
And we run that galvanized up to the house. We come into the house at that manifold right there. And
we have no freeze level here, so everything's on the outside for the most part.
Yeah. We bury that main service line. We could grab it at the at the supply, we put a water meter valve on it, put a box around the water meter, run it into the house. And here in the valley, that's usually about 20, 24 inches deep.
Yeah.
And up north, it could be deeper than that. But down here, that's about all we need.
Yeah, if that, really. There's no freeze protection. So it's down there to keep you from probably sticking a shovel in it more than anything else.
Now, we see a lot of official documents that look like the government is asking us to buy insurance for the replacement of that water line. I've actually seen where city logos are used on this private insurance company's mailers that go out to people encouraging to buy this coverage for when that supply line breaks, you're automatically covered with a very low deductible. Y'all see a lot of that?
We don't run into it as far as getting to people's homes if they have that, but it is being sold a lot, and you're going to see more of it. It's not from the city themselves. It's from a third party.
But it looks like it's – cities are lending them their logo to put on the mail. It looks like an official government document.
Yeah, it does.
It's very deceiving.
Yeah, I think we talked about it the other day. If you need it, it's great. If you don't need it, it's like insurance. It's money down the drain.
Yeah, and I'm not much of an over-insurance kind of guy.
Yeah.
If anything, I undershare and put the money in a savings account and hope for the best.
That's right.
But now, when we do go to replacing that supply line, what do we see? We can have a choice in our estimate, can't we? We can have you're never going to go back and galvanize.
No, although you could. It's still code. You can still run pipe and galvanize, water pipe and galvanize. But I prefer copper, but you can also use the new product out called PEX, which works very well, or PVC.
Okay, and in a PVC, that needs to be in what, a Schedule 40, Schedule 80?
Minimum Schedule 40, but you can certainly go Schedule 80. Around here, most homes are done in the Schedule 40.
Now, I never have understood with PVC pipe, you buy it rated to how many pounds per square inch it can hold. Got into the construction trades installing irrigation systems, and we were using 125 PSI, past the valve. Between the valve and the house, we'd use 250 PSI. You go to 400 PSI, and then it starts calling it Schedule 40 and Schedule 80. What is all that? Why don't they just give you a PSI rating on it?
I think the sprinkler guys definitely use a different pipe. So that piping that's for the sprinklers is not code to be used on your drinking water system.
That's a good point. If you're getting a PVC quote from the meter to the manifold at the house, that isn't the PVC you can generally just go to the hardware store and buy.
Well, hardware stores usually carry both. So okay. I would say make sure you're getting at least a Schedule 40.
For potable water.
Yes.
Okay. Now, once the pressure is at the house, and we get a lot of phone calls, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, about air hammer and the noisy plumbing systems that are excessive pressure. What is a family's option on a municipal water system? We actually have had to deal with this a couple of times over the years. They just don't get enough water pressure. Is there anything you can do about that?
Yeah, there's booster pumps on the market. And like you say, we've had to install some. Usually it's when someone's up high on a mountain. One of the mountains around the valley, that they usually have a lower pressure. So sometimes you have to put a booster system in.
So you bring the water into a holding tank that then pressurizes the tank and then delivers that to the house.
Yeah.
Bless you.
And you're trying to pump that up to something in the 60-pound range. That's really about the ideal setup.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk, when we get back, what do you do when the pressure is too high? And how do we regulate that? But we're going to have to take a quick break here. It's Rosie on the House. We're glad you're tuned in. And give the phone number at 1-888-767-4348. One of the more popular shows of the year, A Day with a Plumber. If you're thinking about trying to tackle that plumbing project yourself, now is an excellent time to get in. We have an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348.